You're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. I told you he was on his way, and he is here. General Manager of the Grand Haven Board of Light and Power, Rob Shelley. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Ellen. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for being here. Kudos to your crew. What a night.
Yeah, we've had people working straight since, I think the first crews came in around 8:30.
Okay.
The majority of the guys came in around 10 o'clock, and they've been working nonstop since then.
Wow.
So we just wrapped up our morning meeting. So we like to try to get together in the morning and reassess the situation and redirect the crews to make sure we're getting our bang for our buck. But yeah, there's a lot of mess out there. A lot of trees are down, and that's probably our biggest issue right now, is some of it even just being able to get down the road.
Yes.
So we actually had one of our tree crews saying, hey, I spent an hour or two just clearing this so we could get down there to assess the damage. So
oh boy.
We're working on things like that.
It's something. I live in Grand Rapids, but my phone did go off several times. I stayed up till 10 o'clock last night, which is really late for me. And at some point I had to go to sleep. And so when I wake up and you don't know what you're walking into, but I'll tell you what, I can go on social media. I can see that, you guys are doing things. You're posting, letting people know what's going on. The Department of Public Safety is posting, Ottawa County Emergency Management. So I would imagine you guys all work together. When you're dealing with things like this.
We do work together. But the good news is, I not to sound bad, but we're professionals, right?
So right. It's what you do.
This is what we do.
Right.
So it doesn't take a lot of coordination because we just have that skill set with each other that we figure this stuff out in advance.
Yeah, okay.
So every day, I mean, I don't want to downplay things, but a lot of times your worst day is a normal day for us. So if you think about that, same with like a police officer, right? You don't call the police because you want to have a chat. You call them because you're having a problem.
Right.
A lot of times you don't interact with the Board of Light and Power unless you have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You take us for granted, which is what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So our job is to make sure we stay calm, cool, collected, and work through this in a methodical process, just like any other emergency situation would happen. So when I say that, I mean public safety, Ottawa County.
Yeah.
This is the stuff we train for.
Exactly.
So you prepare in advance so that when it happens, it's muscle memory.
Well, you know, and I'll say with NOAA and the National Weather Service in Grand Rapids, and of course all the local meteorologists, they have the data to look at things, and you can prepare. Weather is a science, and so you can prepare in advance. Wow. And you had crews that were up north in northern Michigan as well, and they learned a lot, didn't they, from being up there?
Yeah, they did and they didn't, right? Once again, I
really
say that, and I don't mean to downplay any of it.
Uh-huh.
But most of those guys, that wasn't the first time
it wasn't their first rodeo. You're right, because they'd gone down to Florida.
Yep,
too. Okay.
But every storm is different, right?
Yeah,
so don't get wrong, there are things you learn every time you do things.
Okay.
We talk about every, like, even after this storm, we will watch, I say we Monday morning quarterback, we'll watch the game film.
Okay.
And we say, what can we do better? What did we do well? What didn't we do well? What can we do better? So every time we're learning and getting better and better and better and better. So, yeah, the guys, of course, did learn stuff there, but they were prepared.
Yeah.
These guys, this is what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's foolish not to think you can always improve.
Right.
And that's our goal. But these guys are... They're top notch.
And this is just an ordinary day for you. This is what you train for. This is what you do. So you had a morning meeting.
Yep.
All right. And so what did you assess? Where are we at right now?
So I'll pull up my outage app because that's
the
latest information.
That's the first thing I did this morning, by the way. I just want to let you know.
we had a board meeting last night and I was here late for that.
Oh, geez.
So I'm looking at my meeting. By the time I got home, I'm looking at the app. So this is the same way we do it as what we did the public. So
okay.
It's a great place to go. We're down to 620 customers out.
Wonderful.
So
okay.
at one point, I think we had over 3,400.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of this stuff, you can see there's some bigger, I'll say blocks, but like really the North Shore Estates is probably one of our worst areas there.
Okay.
There's multiple trees down. That's one of the areas I was talking about. The tree crew actually had to go clear that out.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things we assess. So do we need additional help? So we actually have some contractors to come in to assist us to do this. So the other thing we're looking at is we work 16 hours straight.
Okay.
And we stop at that point for safety. Right, as you can imagine, working 16-hour day on a, I don't call it a dangerous job, I call it an unforgiving job.
Yeah.
Because if you make a mistake, it can cost you your life.
You're right.
So we have ways to do it safely, so it's not unsafe, is just unforgiving.
Yeah.
So you want to be mentally sharp.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be physically sharp. Mm-hmm. So we limit our guys to 16 hours a day to make sure they stay safe. So we're looking at that. Hey, like I said, it came in at 10 o'clock last night.
Right.
So around lunchtime, we're going to be looking at how do we work into another shift if needed.
Okay.
So these are the things we're planning in advance. So we're making phone calls, asking if we can get, just like we went up north in mutual aid, we're asking if someone can come help us if needed. So we're making those calls and preparations now, looking in advance.
I have to say, driving where I drove through Grand Rapids, and then I get on the expressway, then I went through Spring Lake, and where I was on an M-104 looked pretty good. Then when I came into Grand Haven, that's when I went, whoa, wait a minute, what happened?
I came over here on my way over from our office to downtown here.
Yeah.
I drove by the mayor's house, and there's a big tree branch down there. You know, along Washington, you can see massive trees down all over the place. So, yeah, I like I said, I was driving home last night as a storm was hitting, and I'm going, and it sounds like we're getting a direct hit. And they were saying 90, 100 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
So, as you can imagine, our biggest issue here isn't that our poles just fall over. There's something that caused it, typically trees.
Okay.
So that's where we really need some help with you. We have four very talented, very capable, hardworking tree trimmers that work for the Board, Light, and Power full-time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you get a situation like this, and you've got trees down everywhere.
Right.
So that's really what's hindering us now is getting the trees off the line so that the linemen can go do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're bringing those in, and we made that call. I'm not sure exactly what time. Really, either really early this morning or late last night to say, hey, you know, and we have contractors we work with say, hey, we need crews. So I think right now we had three crews and we're seeing if we can get some more to come in. To
okay, wonderful.
Get that done. So,
all right. So anything you want the listening audience to know at this point?
If you see a down wire, you hear it over and over and over, stay away.
Please.
Let us know. You can't tell if it's energized. You don't know if it's de-energized or if it's live. So just stay away. Call 911 or call us directly. We will send someone out to assess the situation, stand by it, and make it safe. And please, I know it's uncomfortable to be without power, but please bear with us, as you know, these are storms we don't get very often. So it's hard to design something that beats Mother Nature.
Yeah.
I fully believe man cannot beat Mother Nature.
I know.
So we do the best we can. We design the best we can, but I don't think anybody wants us to go cut every single tree down so that we don't ever have these problems, right? So they got to have to balance it. So in times like this, we ask for some patience and some understanding. We'll keep making sure we are posting. Like I said, the best place to get that information is our outage app.
Yep.
Once again, that information is what our guys are using. That feeds directly to what we're doing. So that's our work order system. So anything you see on there is being updated real time with what our dispatchers and operators are doing. So
wonderful.
That's the best place to go to get information.
I appreciate you being here, just flying into the studio. I you know, days like this, I take very seriously. It is a privilege to open up the microphone every morning, but this is a job to inform the audience. And I take that really seriously. You know, just driving around, when I was driving around for about 15 minutes, I couldn't believe the damage that I saw here in Grand Haven. And I know that the National Weather Service, they don't know if the two tornadoes touched down in the area. They'll assess that at some point, but they did see two tornadoes on the radar in the area.
Yep.
And that is just, it's unbelievable. So,
like I said, last night on the way home, I was listening to the radio.
No, it's okay. They're an emergency alert station.
Listen to Wood Radio
on
the way home.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching my weather app when I got home.
And they kept breaking in, didn't they?
In. And you wake up at my house this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few sticks down here and there.
Sure.
It looks like you had a thunderstorm coming.
Okay.
Through. You know, we've got some really good winds, but not like what we got direct punch here, right?
You're right.
I came into work this morning. As I get closer to Grand Haven, the more and more you're seeing damage. And like you said, it's especially our wooded areas, our back lot lines.
Mm-hmm.
And as you probably make sense, those are the areas that probably take the longest to fix.
Right. You're right.
So we got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, you do.
I don't have a final number for you on when we think we'll be on, but we're working on it and we'll have it as turned on as fast as we can.
All right. Who is calling the radio station right now? We open at 9. I'm kidding. It's okay. It's just been one of those days. I'm all over the place, but as long as we can get that information out there, and I'll tell you, social media has really changed things. It just, that information is just so quick. Give our best to your crew. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, Rob. Yeah, I appreciate it. And you just flew right in here, Rob Shelley with the Board of Light and Power. This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.